You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters on SAFM.
If you have just joined the show, it is the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. And we're moving on to a developing and very important story for South Africa's economy right now, and that is Transnet. The state-owned ports and rails operator says that it has made significant progress in restoring its IT systems. This follows the unprecedented move by Transnet Port Terminals to declare force majeure yesterday due to the ongoing fallout from a cyber attack last week that hit the entire group. We have Gavin Kelly, who is CEO of the Road Freight Association, for more on the story. Gavin, thanks so much for your time. It's going into the seventh day now, the cyber attack that seems to not be resolved at this stage. How worried are you about the situation at Transnet?
Good evening, Fifi, and good evening to your listeners. We're very worried for a number of reasons. And the first thing, obviously, is that there's a huge backlog starting to build up in the ports. We had a bit of a backlog while we had those protests down specifically in the area of Durban, down in KZN, but obviously all the ports are now experiencing a backlog. So at some stage, we're going to need to be able to deal with that. More importantly, it's just not allowing us to import or export anything. So that's going to filter through or have an impact on a lot of industries. And of course, it's going to have an impact on people who, when it comes to deciding how they're going to move their goods out of South Africa and the rest of Africa to the just to the north of us, whether they use South African ports or not. And then finally, there seems to be no resolution to this. There's no definitive, we'll have this sorted out and done by Friday or whatever. This is just dragging on.
I just spoke to Kumba, the CEO, and he did say that at this stage, the mining company hadn't been directly impacted by the cyber attack. Have any of your members been directly impacted?
No. We are sort of one or two steps away from whatever happens there, really. In between the ports and ourselves are what we call forwarding and clearing agents who would deal directly to release goods. So apart from not being able to enter the port because we don't have a reference number to go and pick something up, we haven't been affected in terms of a hack onto systems, no.
Has Transnet communicated anything with you or your members on this? And if so, what have they said?
No, we've seen the same sort of information that's been going out to the general media. On Friday, if I got the date correctly, Friday, I think they sent us a general communication saying that the system had been hacked and that let us know when this would be up and running again, and they were down for a while. But we haven't had any specific or more information as to what caused the hack and how it was going to be addressed. We have now got a series of meetings set up with them every day at 3 o'clock to follow progress, but we are in as much of the dark as everyone else is.
A state agency being hit by a cyber attack in these times is not unique to South Africa. We saw it recently happening in the US, for instance, as these kind of attacks do become a lot more prominent. But can these attacks be linked to anything else, in your view?
I think that's a very difficult question to answer, because obviously there are two sides to this coin. The one is that this is just pure coincidence. It might be because the system is archaic, although it was updated about 6 months ago. And it could be that, you know, there's some hardware or some linkages that just failed. It could be due to software problems. It could be due to incompetence. You know, it could be all those sorts of things, and they do happen from time to time and with everybody and every country. Or you can look at the other side and say, well, no, this has been planned. It's part of what happened 2 weeks ago. It's an ongoing attack on the economy and on the government. It's very, very difficult to place a finger on this, especially because we don't have the details as to exactly what sort of cyber attack it was. And I mean, there's now speculation that Transnet has been asked for a ransom and Bitcoin and blah, 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 blah. I think, you know, what that is something to be to be investigated. The important thing is, I think there's two things. First of all, how do we prevent this happening going forward? And secondly, how soon can we get our ports back into operation? Because that really is damaging to us.
Transnet has made mention of contingency plans to try and deal with the backlogs and the delays. Have you received word of them, and are they satisfactory?
Well, the only contingency plans that are happening currently is that there are goods being moved out on a so-called manual system. There are reports that some systems are coming back online. We know down in Cape Town, in that port, there's some systems back online, but not to where it was. So it's very much trying to deal with the issue as it is. But no, we are not doing what we need to do. And obviously, a manual system really is not going to address if you've got 6,000 odd containers a day that need to move through the ports. It's just really not satisfactory at all.
Gavin, it has been less than a week at this stage, but I'm wondering if the costs have already started mounting. I mean, are you able to, at this stage, paint a picture of how much this has cost the economy or could potentially cost the economy if the situation is not quickly resolved?
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't started counting the cost, really. I can give you some figures. I mean, if a truck stands, depending on the size of the truck, and that's always what takes the number crunching to a point. But if a truck stands and does no work, it costs the transporter around about 5,000 rand a day. If you're moving something like 2,000 containers out of Durban ports more, it's about 4,000 containers in and out of Durban a day, and you say you're going to use, you know, one truck for two containers, again, it's an average. So you have 2,000 trucks, that's 2,000 trucks times 5,000 rand. So very quickly, you work out what sort of standing time for trucks is costing. And, of course, that's wages being paid to employees. It's feeding employees. It's parking. But then the problem is some of those goods are perishable. They can go bad in those containers, in other words, spoil. So, of course, you lose that cargo. We don't know exactly what is in the port to be able to work that out, but I'm sure in the next couple of days we'll have an idea. But, again, it's going to run into millions. The cost, though, as with the protests, isn't the immediate cost happening right now. It's going to be the cost to the logistics supply chain, to the image of South Africa as a reliable, efficient, logistical country where people can bring their goods to our ports and we will get them out of the ports, up along the corridors, to the customers as quickly as possible. That's going to be the cost, the loss of business.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people will agree with you there, Gavin. Thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there, sir. Gavin Kelly, the CEO of the Road Freight Association.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.